I would hope that the geography of the area would have changed. Once again, staying with that sort of culture theme, I would hope to be seeing more monuments to local Aboriginal peoples that were populating these lands. One of the things I've come across in my research around cultural tourism is that there's specific elements called high culture and local traditional culture that draw cultural tourists that are significantly different from popular culture or contemporary culture or artistic initiatives. So I'm looking to see monuments, institutions around that are highlighting that. So perhaps I get up in the morning and, you know, say hi to the grandkids, and then I say, well, let's go on down and let's go visit the International Cultural Anthropology Museum that has been here for the past 10 or 15 years. No, let's go take a look at the statue of your great-great-great uncle, Chief Brister Michael, who lived right here in Providence. Let's take a ride out to Warwick, because, you know, it was a fantastic thing that Warwick decided to reestablish Pumham's Fort out there and use it as a not only a cultural education tool, but a way to draw in international cultural tourists who want to see these sorts of things. If it's in the summertime, hey, let's go check out maybe the Colombian Cultural Festival that's going on. Just, you know, let's take a look at the tourism brochure and look, there's an Indian on the cover. Those sorts of things. Just, I guess at that point in time, I would like to see culture embraced as one of the premier tools for economic development for the area, and also one of the premier tools used to promote social cohesion and ease racial tensions by just raising cultural awareness. I guess at that age, I would like to be able to walk around as an old man and just say, wow, this area just does such a fantastic job with highlighting its cultural resources that not only am I bumping into people from all over the world who live here, I'm bumping into people from all over the world who just had to come visit here because they heard so much about it when they were in Paris. In Paris, they were talking about all of the culture going on in Providence. In South Africa, someone mentioned how they just left Providence and saw this fantastic cultural display that they had never even known existed. I guess that's what I'd be hoping that I'm able to kind of enjoy in this area at that age.